Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in on this Monday night, the third Monday of March, which is March the 18th, 2019. I would like to thank Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser for allowing us to host Smile 3, Iron Sharpening Iron, one of the ministries that is under our very own late Apostle Sandra Thomas. This is brought to you every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with my sister, Minister Sheila Kaiser. We are glad to be able to do this family venture, international ministry that is every Monday of every month of every year. And what I'm going to do right now is introduce my sister Sheila, which will be praying for us over the website, over Facebook, any place and every place that this word could be gotten out. If anyone is listening, please share this so that people would know that we're here on Monday night. I'm going to ask Minister Sheila Kaiser to pray for us before we go into our service. Minister Sheila.
Good evening, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I appreciate the introduction. I just wanted to give honor to God and to all that is listening. I want to thank you, God and the Son, Lord Jesus, for another day, another birthday, another new day of life that He has given us. I want to give honor to the late great woman of God, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and give honor to Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, honor to our Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, honor to Dr. Serena Wright, and the Kathy Kendall, and to all ministers, pastors, preachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, pastors, to all the people, men and women of God. God, we give honor to you. You are our Father. You are our true Father. You are the Father that has given us life to bless us among this earth you have made for us to live. God, we ask you to bless us all, to give us the honor to love and respect each and every man, woman, girl, boy, child, babies, any humans that you have put on this earth, no matter what their color is, no matter what their religion is, no matter what. God, we need you to learn, to help us learn the ways that you want us to be, the way we should be, the way we should honor and pray and respect and to honor the life you have given us, and to ask you on more knowledge and teaching, to acknowledge the way of life that is the right way, to help us to help each other, to remove these demons and devils, these harmful and hatred people that think it's a game, that think it's a way of life. Lord, we need you to honor us with the blessing and the knowledge of you. Need you to bless this government, to help them to understand we are all here for the people, for each other, not just for selfish wants and the ways we want it. We are here to work for all the people, not some of the people, not just a few people, but for all the people. Lord, I ask you to bless all my sisters, all my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my peoples in Christ, my people of the bloodline, the people that you have blessed us to be around. Lord, we need how to worship and love and to be kind to each other. We need to understand the right way of life, the way to love, and the way to learn and to teach more of the lessons that they need to learn about you, for you, and to honor you. Lord, we need your help. We need you to heal the sick. Help the ones that's financially, help the family people, no matter what we're going through, Lord, we need your help. We need your help more and more each day through these troubled days. We ask you to bless the people that was overseas through these bombings and these hateful crimes and these misguidings and interruption of people doing to each and every other life. Lord, we need your help. We need you more and more every day. Lord, please bless us to understand and to stop this hurt and stop the pain among ourselves as well as others. Lord, we need your learning. We need your teaching. We need you to send your guardian angels. We need the help more and more and more each day. Lord, we need you. I can't ask you enough. I can't pray to you enough. Lord, we need you. We need you, and we need you. Could you please send us the knowledge and the wisdom that we need to know to help ourselves among to help others. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I cannot thank you enough, because without you, we would not be. We would not have awakened up this morning. We would not have made it through the day. Some did not see today. Some might have woke up this morning, but they did not see this evening. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your help, and we need your understanding. Lord, I ask you to look over us, your sons and daughters that you have put down here. Lord, please bless us to understand that without you, our Father God, your Son, Lord Jesus, with the heavenly angels and the mighty power of you, we would not be. Lord, I give honor to you to be the head of my life and to help me through all the things that I might be going through, health-wise, financial-wise, family-wise. Lord, we all need you in all departments of life. We need you to bless us and to lead us the right way and to show us the right way. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Amen. Back into your hands, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright.
Thank you so much for that prayer on tonight. Well, we're going to get right into it. I will be your speaker for tonight. Again, this is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. On yesterday, I was saying, God, what would you have me to speak on? And what would you have me to talk to our listeners about? And I was just going through the day praying and just asking God, what? And I was saying, God, make it so that I can hear you no matter what's going on around me, God. I want to hear your voice. And about, I'll say, about 6 o'clock p.m. yesterday, my son, he's away in school. I hope he's listening on tonight. He texts me and say, hey, Ma, can I ask you a question? And I text him back. I say, yes, because, you know, I thought it was what most parents think when they have kids out of town or away at school or just away from the house. When they text instead of call, you think they're calling about money. So I was like, instead of going into it, what do you want to ask me? I just said, yes. And he said, you had a chance to meet God one day, and you only could ask him 3 questions. What would they be? And I looked at it, and I said, huh? And I read it again. He said, if you had a chance to meet God one day, and you could only ask him 3 questions, what would they be? So I began to answer the text, and I said, you know what, hold up, this is not a question you would text back and forth. I said, let me call him and ask him, why did he ask me that? And I wanted to make sure it was, you know, we got scams going on. I wanted to make sure it wasn't somebody just trying to get into my information center, as I would put it. Called him, and I said, baby, what is the question you were asking me? And he went on and repeated it, and I said, wow. I said, you know, I don't know what they will be. I said, let me think for a minute. And I started telling him what my three questions would be. I said, well, first I would probably ask God, Lord, what was the real fruit that Eve had ate? I said, that would be my first question. And I said, and my second question would probably be, God, why is mankind so evil and trifling? I said, my third question would be, God, why did I grow up poor, but I didn't even know I was poor because my parents made sure we had what we needed. We had a house, we had a roof over our head, we had lights, we had food. If you saw us growing up, you would know we never missed a meal. But I found out later that we were poor. Not, you know, not, I could say poor now, but we were poor at the time. And he said, He said, Mom, there's some, he said, wow, there's some good questions. And I said, well, baby, why did you ask me that? He said, well, I said, was it for a school paper or something? He said, no, I just wanted to ask you that. And I said to myself, wow, a 20-year-old kid asking me about what would be the three questions I asked God. And I was like, Lord, that's not like my son to ask me stuff like that just out the blue. He don't do that because, you know, he grown down here where it's school. So, excuse me, I said to him, again, why are you asking me that if it's not for a school paper? He said, well, you got Netflix, right? I said, yeah, I do. He said, well, you ought to look at this picture. It's called Interview with God. And I said, huh? He said, it's a good movie, Mom. You should look at it. You ever saw it before? I said, no. He said, well, you need to look at it. It's very interesting. He said, and I think you would like it. So I began to look at the picture today. And because I wanted to make sure I had an understanding of what I was going to talk about tonight. Because once I realized what my son had asked me, I said, God, I thank you for that, because that is something I would like to talk about. And I sat there looking at the movie, and the man that was playing God that was talking to the young man, he said, well, people normally ask him the question, like, why is the world so evil? And I kind of giggled because I said that was my main question I was going to ask tonight to our audience. What would be your three questions that you would ask God? Would it be about me, myself, and I? Or in your words, in other words, you? Or would it be concerning other things? So as I was sitting and I said, Lord, I want to make sure that I go by what Apostle Sandra Thomas taught us, as well as what Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser had taught us. When you get some answers or you think you have some answers, go to the Word and make sure the Word backs up what you're saying. So I said, God, I would like to know, why is it that mankind is just so evil, and when did all this really just come apart? When did this really just kick off? And God took me all the way back to Genesis, where it talked about Cain and Abel. And I said, oh, God, you're right. One brother couldn't take the fact that God had respected the offering that the other brother gave, and he got so, how would you say, out of character, that instead of him checking himself, he decided to kill his brother. When God asked him what was his brother, and nowadays they would say he had the nerve to get arrogant and go to God in a way of saying, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? And God replied, I hear his blood calling me from the ground. God would let Cain know that he heard his brother innocent of his blood calling upon him. And I said, God, it do go back that far where because of the jealousy of mankind and because of the ignorance of mankind and because of the unwillingness of mankind that we have allowed, like the book of Jude said, the evil one to sneak in unaware. And I just began to just read the Bible on today. And when I was talking about Cain and Abel, that's back in Genesis 4. So that's letting you know that's in the, like the first five, before the fifth chapter of the book of Genesis at the beginning. So if you, and that's from 1 through 16, it talks about that. But in verse 9 is where he said, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Verse 10, and he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. There was God telling him that he understood what he had done in so many words. And then that's when in the next verse, 11 verse, God started telling Cain that he was cursed. You know, and he went on with that. You know, and I was like, okay, God, I hear what your word is saying. I hear how you're talking to me. I hear how you're sharing things with me. I understand what you're telling me, that it ain't just like the world just got violent in the last couple of weeks or days. It's some things we've been dealing with from the beginning of time, just like you said, when Satan up in heaven decided he wants to be God. It goes way back. And then I went on over to Genesis in the 19th chapter. And I started reading in verse 9 where he said, and they said, stand back. And they saw again this one fellow came. Let me get this right. And they said, again, this one fellow came into the sojourning, and he will need to be a judge. And will he deal worse with thee than with them? And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, to come near to break down the door. That's a verse of where when the angels that came into the town Lot was living in, and Lot begged them to come stay at his house, and they was telling Lot that they were going to stay out in the streets, and he begged them, no, come to my house. And how the men of the city was trying to bang on Lot's door to say, send them out that we may know him. That's, again, an evilness of mankind. And Lot told them, no, you can't. And he was telling them about his daughters that he had, that they could do to them whatever they see fit. You know, and if you don't know the story, just go to chapter 19 and read the whole thing. It'll tell you about how evil mankind is and how because of their deeds that the men of God put their hands up and caused blindness to fall upon the people of the men of the city, and how from that point on, God told them to let Lot know that he was going to destroy the city. So that's another lesson in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, that tell us about the evilness of mankind. You know, and you have to look at it, because if you keep on reading and you get to the book of Proverbs, it tells you about how man in his own eyes, that he thinks he's right. You know, it's parts of the Bible that tells you how they would think they're helping God, but they're not. It tells you in Proverbs, what is this, 21 and 2, every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pardoneth the heart. So if mankind thinks what he's looking out his eye gates, and he sees and he has the right answer, but God knows the heart. Just because your eyes see what you think you see, you may not be seeing what God told you to see. So when I was sitting there and I was thinking about if I had a chance to be interviewed by God or to interview God or to sit and talk to God without leaving this world, what three questions would I ask? And, I mean, that has been on my heart all night, all day. And as I began to just talk to God, it came up even with another question. God, am I doing what you told me to do? Am I on the right road of what you told me to do? Because we do all know that there's many parts, well, and as the word say, many members in the body of Christ. Everybody is not a toe, everybody's not a thumb, and everybody's not an ear. But are you doing what God told you to do? I just sat there and I said, Lord, there's so many questions, but if I can only ask three, what will my three questions really be? And just like my son asked me that question on yesterday, what if you don't have the time to sit down and write the questions down? What if you don't have the time to ponder and figure out what you really want to know? What if you don't have the time to say, well, God, I know, see, but you have to ask them those three questions in a matter of time, because we know that God's time is not our time, nor his ways are our ways. So when we talk to God, what are we really saying? If I had a chance to interview God or be interviewed by God, what would I do with the time that God has set aside for me? And I'm telling you, looking at that picture, that movie, brother, it really put something else on my heart, because what the man was saying, he said, you're asking me a lot of questions, but you're not really asking me the one that you really want to know. Do we really want to know what God would tell us if we had a chance to talk to God? Do we really want to hear what God is saying if we had a chance to talk to God? Because just like the man in the movie, every time the man that was playing the character of God say, well, see, the answer is, he would holler, no. He didn't want to know. He said, you're not asking me. That's not what you wanted to ask me. And then when he did ask a question, he said, you could cross that one out. That was your first question. You got the answer to that. Then he said, you could cross out the second one. That's your second question. You got the answer to that. So when I was looking at the picture and I was thinking about the word of God, I said, God, a lot of times we want to ask you questions that we really already know the answer to, but we hoping you give us the answer that we want you to give us, but we really don't know what you want, that you're going to, I'm sorry, I'm not for the stutter. We really don't want to know what you're going to say. So my question to the members of the body of Christ on tonight is, if you had a chance to sit down and talk with God, what would your questions be? Whether you had to ask him in a matter of time, or like in the movie, if they was he was interviewing a journalist, which he supposed gave him like 30 minutes or so, or whatever time it was, but he gave him 3 days. You know, we know that Jesus said that in 3 days he will build it back up. In 3 days, different things would happen. And we do know that three is a key number in the Bible, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We do know that. We do know that we have a chance to get it right with God, because even in the movie, the man said, the God character said, you don't have much time. So you got to really sit back and say, God, if I had a chance, and I know I was talking to you because you came and said, because I prayed and I asked for help, and you came. God, would I know it was you when you came? Would I know it was you I was sitting and talking to? Because we know we were taught, you never know when you're entertaining an angel. Would I know exactly that I'm in the right company, that I could be open and honest and be in a place where I could get the answers that I really, really need? God, would I be able to accept what you were saying to me, getting under another spirit without losing my integrity, without losing my character? God, would I really know what I'm doing? What I mean by that, would I really know what I'm doing when I'm in your presence? Am I in your presence trying to act like somebody else acting? Or when I get in your presence, do I really have to understand and don't care who see me to let them know, oh, yes, it takes all this. Oh, yes, it takes all that. You know, I may not have that, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I may not have that. I may have to have that getting ugly, slobbing and snotting at the nose and tears rolling down my face and spitting up. I may have to be hollering and running around. It may be all of that that I have to give you, because I got to give you a crazy praise, a lunatic praise, where I have to come up by myself because I'm in your presence. I'm in your presence. And I know that you know I know what you've done for me. You know that I know that I know you the one brought me back. I know that I know if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't still be here. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be in my right mind. If it wasn't for you, God, after my stroke, I could have been a vegetable. If it wasn't for you, I may not have been able to go back to work. If it wasn't for you, I would not be able to talk without keep biting my tongue. If it wasn't for you, those seizures that I started having after the stroke because of the different medicines they was trying me on, it wouldn't have went away. God, what I know takes all that in some. God, do I know that I have to say to people, I don't care what you think or what you say, but it takes all that for me. God, do I need to remind myself that we didn't come from a place where, oh, I can just say thank you, Lord. As Minister Sheila was praying earlier, sometime I have to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because I know I can't say thank you enough. I remember when Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and myself, when we were younger, and we used to go out to parties, and we partied, and we would go dance and go to these different clubs. We remember being in places where people sitting right next to us or sitting in between us got shot, and bullets would just be bouncing around us, and we didn't think none of it. We would go and just couldn't wait to get there the next day or the next night, not knowing, because we had a praying mom, that no matter where we went, God covered us. Excuse me. When Apostle-elect was over in the military, and she was in different countries and different wars, that God protected her. That when we praise God, we say, we know it takes all that. That when we in God's presence, we say, we know it takes all that. Even the movie showed that the young man was talking to God face to face. But we know the word of God said that we couldn't stand to see his face and still live. But when we in the presence of God, are we ashamed to act the way we know we need to act, because we know what God has done for us? We know what God has brought us from. We know what God has protected us from. Even though in the movie he says sometimes bad things happen to good people, even though we've been through some bad things, do we know that it takes all that to say, God, I know that it takes all that when I'm in your presence. Do I know how to act in your presence? Do I know what questions to ask in your presence? God, what would I do when I'm in your presence, whether I'm being interviewed or I'm trying to interview you? I just want to know, do we know how much it takes for us when we're in the presence of God? If I had a chance to ask God three questions, what would it be? And will I be ready to hear what God is saying? My God, I just want to know. I'm going to ask Apostle Elect if she would open a line, so if anybody would make a comment, if they want to say what they would love to ask God, or if they have already asked God, or maybe they've asked God before, and then share with us from his word what it is that God revealed to you. So if anybody has any questions or any statements, please share with us on this time.
The lines are open.
The lines are
okay,
open.
Okay, well,
so
while we're waiting, this is Cecilia. And one of the first questions I would ask is really a question that when I was thinking about it, the enemy of my soul said, why would you waste a question, asking a question like that, which means you'd only have two more to go? And I laughed to myself and I said, because I'm willing to sacrifice one answer to get the answer. And so that first question that I would ask would be, God, what are or what is the question or questions that I should ask you that would give you the most glory?
Amen.
And the reason that I would ask that question is because whether he gave me one question, or whether he gave me two questions, or whether he gave me three and I had to pick two that I could still ask, I remember his word that says that his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are higher than my ways. So since that's the fact, what could I ask him in this earthly mind that would give him the most glory? So why wouldn't I go to the man of glory, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, and ask him, God, what questions or what question should I ask you that will give you the most glory? Because then he may give me a question that addresses his ways that are higher than my ways. He may give me a question that will address his thoughts that are higher than my thoughts, and then he can be glorified in it. And it was amazing because the enemy of my soul was, oh, you're trying to be deep. Oh, no, I'm trying to be humble and real. I know that God is the source of wisdom, for the word says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. So why wouldn't I ask him, God, what questions should I ask you that's going to give you the most glory?
Amen. Amen. I thank you for that, Apostle. I thank you. Is there anyone else?
Good evening. Good evening. This is Sheila. It was a magnificent word you shared with us tonight. And to be able to ask him any question, I wouldn't really know where to start, but all my main knowledge of answers that I would need from him, am I working, praying, doing enough of satisfying you, our main Father? If I couldn't get any other question, I would just like to ask what I am doing or how I am doing it, is it good enough or satisfying him? But when it comes to asking the Father of us all questions, wouldn't really know where to start. But the main one we all should want to know, at least I would want to know, am I your daughter doing right by you of your satisfaction? But that is something we would all want to know, at least I would, but the questions to ask him, I couldn't even start. But I would just like to know, am I at least serving him on satisfaction? But I thank you for these words tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, because they are so true. And it's so knowledgeable that you would like to know what questions would you ask if you had a chance to ask God. Thank you. I want to thank you and thank you. Back to you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to ask or make a statement? I would like to know, this is Minister Sylvia again, I would like to know if my son Stanley Wright Jr. is on the phone. I guess not. But again, I was just happy with when I asked God what would he have me to talk to the people about, that he had my son to just call, not call me, but text me and ask me if I had a chance. What would I do? What would I say? What would I ask? And that's how I felt all day today. God, what could I possibly come up with? First of all, I would be so amazed that you even took the time out to just come and sit and see about me. You know, that's what I was saying. But then I thought about it. I said, wait a minute. I done been through some heart surgeries. I done been through motorcycle accidents. I done been through a stroke. And I done been through scarlet fever. And I done had some things going on with my life. And I had to stop and say, God, I thank you. Because you have came and sat with me. You sent your healing. You sent your deliverance. You sent your comforter. You sent your word to be with me. And we all know that Jesus is the word, and the word became life. God, I thank you for thinking enough of me to come and sit with me. And if you sit back and even think about what I spoke on tonight, if you think about it and apply it to your life, it's not a time that God has not came and spent time with you. Well, if God has not came and gave you a chance to minister to him, or he sent his ministering angels, he just sent his word to you. He sent his healing to you. Whatever you need, he said he's a basin abound. Whatever you need, God has sent it to you. And when you think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you, you know for a fact your soul cries, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't forget about me. In my time of need, you didn't forget about me. In my time of want, you didn't forget about me. God, I just want to say I thank you for your many blessings in 2018 that's overflowing to 2019. God, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for just being my God. I'm going to be personal and I'm going to act like he just minds and minds only. I thank you for being my God. That when I needed you, God, when it was times I couldn't even pray, I couldn't even come up with the right words, when I couldn't do nothing but just cry and just moan, when I had to think about wailing women and the word of God, when it talks about how the women that used to wail before you, God, I just thank you for understanding my moans, my groans. I thank you for just thinking enough of me to say I haven't forgot about you, to just know that when I have been in your presence, whether I knew it or not, God, you was there answering my prayers before I even asked. You was there answering my questions before I even know or knew that I was asking you. God, I just thank you. I thank you for it. I thank you for all that you have done for me and my family. I thank you for being God over our lives, in our lives, over our homes, over our jobs, over our finances, over our health and strength, over our family. God, I just thank you for being God. God, we could not thank you enough. We could not even say it. We couldn't even show it. If the rest of our life, all we did was just stand up or lay down, however we did it, and just said, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, we still wouldn't have enough. If we knew how to say it in other tongues, in other languages, if we knew how to sign languages, Lord, we still would not be able to say thank you enough, because I haven't even thanked you for the stuff that happened over 30 years ago, let alone 40, 45 years ago, 50 years ago. God, I haven't even thanked you enough for that, let alone up here right now. God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask Apostle-elect, does she have any further words before we end the program on tonight? Apostle, do you have any further words for us?
Reminding you what God said, that God said that we are to ask. Many of us have not because we've asked not. Many of us have asked him for many things, but we forget that he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it liberally. And Solomon has already showed us that the wisdom of God is more, so much more than things that we can gain physically, financially, and all of that. I mean, just an awesome word on tonight. I thank God for using Minister Stanley to even evoke a ministry topic on the importance of knowing that we always talk about what we would do on Judgment Day. Oh, I'm going to do this when I see God. I'm going to do that. Well, what about if when you see him, he wants to know what questions do you have for him? What about if that's part of the Judgment Day? We don't know what it is. We don't know what's going to happen the day that we stand before God, but we can ask him to remind us of that song that reminds us, God is preparing me. And so he's preparing us. Thank you again, woman of God. Awesome work. And I thank God for using you on tonight.
Thank you so much, Apostle-elect. I want to thank my son also for being willing to even text that to me and not being embarrassed or ashamed or say, oh, my mama don't want to hear that. I thank him for allowing God to use him also. I just say, God, I thank you that I raised him up with your guidance. I raised him up with acknowledging you as our Lord and Savior. I raised him up to not only love God, but to fear God. And I thank God for me teaching him it's okay to let God use you. I thank God that even with him growing up, we nicknamed him the man of God. When other kids had names like Killer and Pee-wee and Buster and Dog and all that. We named him Man of God. And the name caught on so that when he was on his football team, the young men started changing their names and they became Deacon and Reb and Preacher Man and Preacher Boy and Bishop and, you know, they just changed their names where they begin to change their outlook. I thank God that he's never been ashamed to be different and that he was not ashamed to bring that word to me to help me to bring the word on tonight. I want to let you all know that I, again, thank you all for tuning in to this ministry line, which I love. I know my sisters love, and we just love bringing the word of God forth. I'm going to pray and give you the last words before we close out on tonight. We're here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, as well as Minister Sheila Kaiser. We want to just say, don't forget to call back on Friday night, as well as look on Facebook for our very own Elder Kathy Kendall. Please keep Elder Kendall in your prayers, asking God to heal her miraculously. We're asking God to just keep her in his healing hand. She's here with Let's Talk, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time is our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser. Sometime Minister Brandon Kaiser assists with their ministry, which is also called Let's Talk. Okay, let's go into prayer before we hang up. We're going to ask God to give us of every sin. We're asking God to just cover us on tonight. Let us go into sleep knowing that we have to go to work or wherever we have to be in the morning. We're asking God for miracles, signs, and wonders on tomorrow. We're asking God to just keep us, bless us, plant it in our hearts, God, to ask you for forgiveness. Plant it in our hearts, God, those that listen that's not saved, give them a desire to want to be saved. And those of us that are saved, God, give us a desire to want to go higher, go to the next level. Give us the desire to don't want to quit, but want to keep on going. God, we just ask you to bless the Thomas family. Keep them held up and strengthen prayer right now, God. We just ask you to do everything that's needed for them. See their wants, needs, and desires. And bless Pastor Freddie Thomas at this time also, God. I'm asking you to cover my sisters, brothers, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews, cousins, and friends, everybody that's in my family, God, and even the ones that have been anointed and appointed to our family. Lord, we just ask you to just bind the hand of Satan. Put the axe at the root for whatever he meant for evil, God, you will use it for your good. God, let us decrease that you may increase. God, let this word be hid in the heart of your people that they may not sin against you. Let this word be hid in their heart so that they will ponder upon it to say, God, what is it that I will do when I'm in your presence? God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for giving us the ability and the want to hear your word, share your word, and repeat your word. We want you to give us the desires of our hearts, oh God. In Jesus' name, we ask you these things. Amen. And don't forget our foundation of scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Again, we would like to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Keep God first. Keep him over your family. Don't break the circle, because God is at the top, on the sides, and at the bottom, front and back. Don't break the circle. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.